So it was my sophomore year, and we were 1 month out prior to the season. I start noticing some slight swelling issues in my left knee, and it becomes very concerning for me. I go see my trainer, and I discuss with her about what the problem might be. She recommends that we do some standard treatment methods because she believes they'll be able to help me to manage it when the season officially begins. As the season gets underway, the problem doesn't get any better. So it starts to become really concerning for me, and I start becoming frustrated and anxious. We get back from one of our road trips, and we finally have a sit-down discussion. I talk to her about getting an MRI, and she agrees on it and schedules an appointment for me on campus. I go to the appointment, get the MRI, and receive the results shortly afterwards. The results read that I essentially have no cartilage in my left knee and that my patella isn't tracking well. I message my trainer to go over the results, and she tries to downplay the whole issue. I was not a fan of this. It made me very frustrated, and it caused me to not trust her. Luckily, though, my mom is a doctor, and I was able to send my MRI disc to her and have some of her colleagues look at it. They were able to give me an unbiased opinion and essentially told me to get it looked at and that more than likely I would have to be operated on. So I make the decision to come back home and to get an appointment with a highly regarded orthopedic surgeon up in Chicago. The appointment goes as expected, and he recommends that I get operated on in order for me to fix the issue, but more importantly, to preserve any opportunity of myself having a basketball career. I make the decision to get the surgery, and I have the utmost confidence that God will restore me and protect me. I inform my athletic trainer of this decision, and she was not a huge fan of it. At that point, I didn't really care because I trusted that God wanted me to get this so that I could get a chance to really get healthy. After the surgery, I ended up making the decision not to return to Stony Brook. I didn't feel confident or comfortable enough to return to Stony Brook. So I ended up contacting a close friend of mine in regards to Indiana Wesleyan and their program, and he gets in touch with the coaches for me. I ended up scheduling a visit here during the springtime, and soon after that visit, I received an offer. And after I received that offer, I committed because I knew God was calling me here. I felt confident that this place was going to support me and was going to help me to become the person that God was calling me to be.